This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand. When was the last time you saw an episode of The Partridge Family or Who's the Boss?
When was the last time you wanted to?
Well, I don't know. I don't think ever. But anyway, they're back in altered form beginning this week on MySpace.com. TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has a bone to pick with the Sony Minisode Network.
It was 1 year ago this week that legendary TV producer Aaron Spelling passed away. We'll never know of what he would have thought of the Minisode Network, which recycles some of his most famous shows, but if heaven has an internet connection, my guess is he's spinning in his grave. That's because the Minisode format takes episodes of Spelling's kitschiest classics, like Fantasy Island, Charlie's Angels, even T.J. Hooker, and edits them down to 5-minute versions now available on MySpace. Hear how quickly this episode of Charlie's Angels sets up its premise.
Elizabeth was railroaded into prison like something out of an old Western movie.
Records show that Elizabeth was paroled, but she hasn't been seen since.
And I've already made arrangements for you three to go to prison.
Prison? You've got to be kidding, Charlie.
Okay, girl. Strip down to your birthday suits. Open your towel.
Okay, Spelling wasn't exactly Ibsen, nor was any of the other dozen shows shrunken down to size, some of which weren't from Spelling. But still, I find the Minisode Network a little depressing. It's like watching a head-on collision between America's ever-shrinking attention span and its bottomless appetite for television. I could just envision the business meeting where the Minisodes were hatched. Let's see, we've got a trove of forgotten TV shows just gathering dust in our vaults. Not making any money, so why not strip them of the non-essentials? You know, character development, plot, slap some advertising, and put them on the internet for free. But this just feels wrong. Okay, I admit, I grew up with a lot of these shows in the 70s and 80s, so I'm a little overprotective. We're talking about Facts of Life, What's Happening, Silver Spoons. They weren't classics, I know, but the 10-year-old in me still kind of thinks they are. The Minisodes don't have any respect for the original material. It's as if these shows have been smushed in a trash compactor. Take one of my favorite sitcoms as a kid, Different Strokes. If you didn't grow up in that era, you'll laugh at Mr. Drummond's wide lapels or Kimberly's mammoth bangs. But were these episodes not sliced and diced free of an actual story, maybe you'd notice how incredibly funny Gary Coleman was.
Did you notice anything unusual about Henry the Maintenance Man?
Yeah, he was wet. I guess the man sweats a lot.
Yeah, and this time he certainly had a lot of help. Did you do it?
Do what?
You know what? Henry was hit from above with a bag full of water.
No.
Arnold, I'm afraid there's just one solution. This calls for a spanking.
A spanking? There ain't enough of me to spank.
Here's the thing about TV shows. They never die. When one ends its run, it moves on to syndication, or maybe into your personal library as a VHS or DVD. But to live on as a minisode is something no self-respecting program should have to bear. Let's give the TV of yore a little dignity. Have some mercy and pull the plug.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter.